MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, you snooze, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
Yes, sir, this will be a special episode. This will be a good one of This League Uncut podcast with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein. Mark Stein's not able to join us today. He's having mechanical issues. So it's all good. The show is going to keep on rolling on. And I told you guys this week we're going to have a special guest. And I told you, I gave you a little clue. Said it's going to be Bucks related. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, one of the most efficient players on that team, one of the top reserves in the entire association, in the running for the Sixth Man of the Year award. This guy has the smooth turnaround jumper. You can't stop it. To back it up, he got the pivots. He brings the energy. And it, lastly, you might know him from AKA Big Bob on that ass. You know, I'm talking about the Energizer buddy for the Bucks, Mr. Bobby Portis. How you doing, brother?
I'm solid, man. Hey, Chris, man, that was one of the best introductions I ever had.
I wanted to make you feel special, brother.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Yeah, bro, you made me feel pretty damn good. Well,
you made me feel pretty good about myself.
You should, man.
You having a phenomenal season, man. You, like I said, you know, I wanted to put emphasis on efficient because, Bob, you know, I played college basketball. I didn't go to the NBA, but one thing I've been noticing, I've watched every single Bucks game. One thing I notice about you, and it doesn't always start that way, but a lot of times you end up when you come into the game. You end up a lot of times, I haven't looked at the stats, but you end up hitting your first shot most of the time when you come in the game. Can you tell me, like, when you come in the game and hit that first one, how do you feel?
Yeah. So it's been like a thing since I was like a kid, bro. Like, if I see just one go in, man, that's all I really need. That's really all hoopers, though, around the world, though. Like, no matter how the game going, no matter how, you know, if you 0-5, 0-6. Like, you see one shot go in, shoot. It's just game time. And I think all hoopers can attest to this. Like, you know, if you see your first shot go in, man, you automatically thinking that it's going to be a good night. So, yeah. For me, I just try to come in and just be efficient as I can and just shoot the same shots every night.
Nah, you definitely been doing that, man. That's one thing I noticed. I'm like, man, every time he come in, he hit that first one. And from there up, you know, that opens up the game. And I'm like, man, you know, you end up going on your runs. And You may hit 7 or 9 straight points and getting steals and playing D. And I just wanted to know, like, how did every – talk to me about this role, this six-man role, because most players don't – they don't dream of being a six-man, right?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be a starter and then, you know, be a star in that role. Usually you have to – a coach has to usually convince you to get into that role. And a lot of times – even if they convince you to accept that role, the player doesn't really accept that role. And it just never works out. How? Tell me about the maturation process you've had with that role. Because it seems like, man, it seems like it just fits you. Or you just know how to just thrive in it. Can you just talk about that?
So, like, man, obviously coming to the Bucks, you know, the lineup's really kind of already set for real, man. You got Giannis, you know, you got Chris, you got Brooke. And then at the time when I first came here, you had Dante DiVincenzo and Drew Holiday as a starter. So just being a pro, man, you got to find a way to impact winning, to help the team win. You know, I'm not going to go a lot. Like, my role has grown over the years, but when I first came to the Bucks, man, I didn't really like feel like a six man for real. I just felt like one of the other guys, you know. Coach Bud used me a little different, and you know, he was hard on me, man. He was great for me though, because he was always hard on me, making sure I did all the little things to stay on the court, you know, like getting extra possessions, offensive rebounding, or boxing out, or playing defense. He was one of the first coaches really just harped about my defense and playing defense and being active with your hands, moving your feet, things like that. But as my time has progressed with the Bucks, like, the trust has grown, the camaraderie has grown, and guys trust me enough to go out there and do what I do. So it just makes it that much easier for me to just come in and just be BP. I got good teammates, man, that believe in me. We all work hard, and they know how hard I work. So when I come in, man, I just try to come in and impact the game. And what better way than coming in trying to give the team an extra lift with scoring?
Yeah, and you've been doing that from start to finish this season. I know things might start off a little bit slow for you earlier in the season. Then you seem like you picked it up. I want to say around, to my knowledge, it seemed like around January is when you really started to just, like, hit your stride. What was it about I know it's a different team, Dame, and, you know, some new pieces. What was it about that time where you were able to turn the corner?
You know, just getting back to the basics for real, man. You know, every season is different in the league. You like every year I played in the league has been some different adversity at some point. Like, every year is different. So this year from last year, you know, we were the best team in the league. You know, we cruised through the regular season and then get to the playoff, we first round exit. You feel me? Like, then we come to the new season. You know, I get back from Team USA playing with them over the summertime and get back to Milwaukee, and then suddenly we got a whole new team. You feel me? Like, it just changed. And obviously adding a top 75 player like Dame changes everybody's role kind of a little bit to start the season. We had to figure it out just a little bit. And figure out how we're going to, you know, obviously implement him with us, and then how we're going to, you know, be with him and find out chemistry. You know, obviously we started off the season pretty good, but it was kind of hard just to find the groove, find the rhythm and consistency at first. And then once January came, man, just get back to the basics. I just got back to the gym, get my form shots up, and just saying, hey, man, it's just time to hoop, man. Stop all that thinking, man. I think when you're a basketball player, when you think too much and think the game and try to do all the right things throughout the game, you kind of mess with the game a little bit and being who you are. And I'm just a guy that goes out there and plays 0.5 basketball. If I got a shot, I take it. If I don't, I DHO. I try to get to the rim, penetrate and pitch to a teammate. Just play 0.5 ball, getting back to that for real.
How challenging has this season been? You know, you've been around the league. You face adversity, different trials that may come your way in the 82-game season. You had a coaching change, which shocked a lot of people because I believe you guys were – record was pretty good. I can't remember what it was at the top. But it was good enough to get you – to have the Bucks coaching staff be the coach of the Eastern Conference All-Star. So How challenging has this season been with all the changes?
I mean, it's been challenging, obviously. I think every season's a challenge, to be honest. But, you know, just as a fan probably of the game, you know, you probably like, hey, like, why can't all these players that's, you know, great guys, great players in the league just work automatically? Or why can't this coach, you know, coach these guys up to a standard or be whatever it is? But, you know, it's like, it's not a video game. You feel me? Like, we are real life people. Like, we are people in real life. Sometimes things take time. You know, adversity isn't always a bad thing. You know, adversity is good. And I know with us, man, I don't know which team in the league has went through more adversity than us this season. Like, we've been injured most of the year. Some guys been out, in and out the lineup, and we had three different coaches, obviously. We had Adrian and Doc, and Joe even coached two or three games as well, Joe Prunty. So, you know, I don't think many teams been through as much adversity as us, so that could be a great thing in the long run for us, man, especially when playoffs come and, you know, you get hit with that first haymaker, and then you got to respond.
That's a good way to look at it. My producer, Ryan, just sent me a text that you guys were 30-13 when Adrian Griffin was dismissed, since has brought in Doc Rivers. But yeah, that was a shock to many at that time. But BP, I want to get back to the team, but let me ask you about this six man real quick. So, you know, I watch every Bucks game, and I see the contribution. And it's like all these awards out there, right? It's like a lot of voters don't get to watch these guys every day. And they don't understand the impact. They don't understand how vital it is. Like, sometimes, like, you may have a six-man candidate, right, BP? But they play, like, real starter minutes. Like, they may play, like, 35-plus. Like, they're playing starter minutes. They may play more than some of the starters. And then you have six men who come in, and they have you know your cap on your limits, your limit cap.
So you got to get to it.
You got to get to it. Exactly.
You got to get to it.
So the names that we're hearing, you know, obviously your name, Bobby Portis, and then a lot of people showing a lot of love for Malik Monk with Sacramento. And I'm not trying to ask you to discourage any other candidates out there, but for people who don't get to see or who choose not to watch a lot of Milwaukee Bucks games, tell me what it is that you provide. If you had to explain, okay, BP, what is your role on this team? What do you do for this team on a day-to-day basis? Explain your season in a nutshell to people who probably aren't informed.
Man, if I could just say one word for real, man, shit, just availability. I'm ready every night, bro. Like, I play every game. I think the Bucks have played 81 games this season. We got one game left tomorrow. And I think Bobby Portis has played 81 games as well. Like, I'm here, bro. Like, hurt, whatever it is. I'm feeling tired or feeling sluggish or my elbow hurting, my knee hurting. Like, I'm out here hooping, bro. Like, for real. And, you know, last year I got you know, criticized a lot for starting a lot of games, so I didn't win the award last year. So this year, I've only started three games. You know, I come off the bench every night. You know, I don't talk about the other candidates. Other guys are great. They do great for their teams and whatever. But, you know, I just think my impact on my team, man, is just a lot more different, man. I'm like a heart and soul, you feel me? Like, I wear my heart on my sleeve every single night, you know. No coach got to worry about trying to get number 9 hyped up. He come in already hyped. You feel me?
BP, has there been a situation where the team might have wanted you to start a game or two? You'd be like, nah, leave me on the bench. I got to get this. I'm going for this six-man award.
Nah, I think like in years past, I tried to do that. And Coach Bud still wasn't going for it. He wasn't going for it. Yeah, like years past. This year, I just set up. I really wasn't worried about no award or nothing. Like, I talked about it a lot last year. And once I fell up short last year, kind of like, I ain't going to say discouraged, but it was like, dang, bro, I like averaged a double-double off the bench. You know what I'm saying? It didn't win.
Yeah.
But this year, I just been trying to just take it a day at a time, man. It's been a long season, up and down, a lot of adversity. So, just trying to be available for my team every night, no matter who's playing, and try to stack as many games and stack the camaraderie, you know, going into a postseason. But nah, I ain't never really just been like, hey man, hey Doc, I don't want to start, Doc. Like, nah, I ain't gonna tell him that.
And for those who don't know, BP's playing an average of 24 minutes a game, averaging just a shade under 14 points a game, shooting 50% from the field and shooting 40% from three with 7.4 boards. That's crazy. So you think if he's averaging starter minutes, that's a double-double easy. And the season he talked about last year where he averaged, let me see, it was 14.1, shot 49% from the field, 37% from three, and he averaged 9.6 rebounds. And he played almost close to 2 minutes more last season per game. So that's what he's speaking on when he's talking about just the shortcomings. And so BP, let me ask you this. So we're recording this on a Saturday, and it's going to air Monday morning. So you guys will already know your pecking order in the standings. And you talk about availability, BP, and I'm not trying to persuade you, but just hear me out. So you talk about availability here. So if I'm looking at the standings, BP, and if I'm thinking, because you guys ain't been playing well over the last few weeks. So if I'm looking at the standings, you guys as the number two seed, you know, you could potentially go against Philly or Miami in that first round, depending on the play-in situation, right? You at the three seed, potentially, Orlando or Indiana. So, BP, if Doc Rivers comes to you and says, BP, I'm sorry, I know availability is important to you, but I think I like our chances better at number three seed. And so, we got to sit you.
Nah, I'm going to probably – if that's the case for real, I'm gonna check in and check out like Drew did that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hear. Yeah. No.
I gotta get my 82. Okay. I gotta get the 82
that's fair.
Stamp,
that's fair. That but BP, you know,
I gotta get that stamp. I gotta get that.
You get that stamp. And I commend you on that, BP. But you know,
I get that stamp.
But BP, you know, you come in and out. Now your points per game is dropping. Yeah.
Nah, that don't matter, man. That don't matter.
You ain't tripping. Okay.
It's all about being healthy. It's all about being healthy going into the postseason and being a pro, man. That's part of the gig, man, is being able to be coachable, being able to understand situations, and being able to understand the bigger picture, man. Like, the bigger picture in this is that, you know, we're trying to get to June, and it is April, and that is 2 months away. So being smart about the things and being coachable to what the coaches and training staff and front office has already scouted for us, that'll be the smarter thing. But I think we hooping tomorrow, though, for sure.
Okay. Do your thing.
I think we hooping for sure.
So, BP, how do you guys view the standings? Like, how do you guys look at those matchups? Because
I love it, bro. I love it. I love it this year. Because you got to think about it, like, no matter if you're first, second, third, or fourth, like, whoever you get, man, like, you're getting a good opponent. You feel me? So it's not like you could duck somebody or, oh, we're going to lose this game and that game because we don't want to play such and such. No, if you're three, you still play Indiana. They nice. If you four, you still play the Magic. They're going to play hard and give you a great game. If you one, you might play Miami. If you one or two, you might play Miami or Philly.
Yeah, like, that's true.
No matter where you at, like shoot, you're going to get a great opponent, and it's only – This playoff is going to be lit, man. Like, for TV purposes, for matchup purposes, the storyline that's going to get built. I'm a fan of the game. I love basketball. So this playoff is going to be jumping, man. Like, it's going to be some great matchups, and it's going to be some must-see TV. Like, think about it. Like, the Clippers in Dallas, yeah, like, that's already locked up. Like, that's a lot of buckets, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's must-see TV. Like, it's just as a fan of the game, speaking as a fan, like – This playoff's gonna be jumping, man. Who wanted more? That's all it's gonna be this year. Who wanted?
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you got the elephant in the room is Giannis Antetokounmpo, out with the calf injury, missed the remaining three games of the regular season. How optimistic are you that you have the big fella back when the playoffs start?
I really haven't heard much about the situation. Obviously, like, nobody ever wants to see, like, nobody get hurt, whether it's your teammate, whether it's somebody on another team, like, you know, this game is beautiful. We all play it to provide and play it to, you know, obviously because we love the game. But, you know, obviously it sucks to, you know, not have one of the best players in the league, obviously, available. We don't know the situation in entirety, but can only send thoughts and prayers out to him for a speedy recovery, however long it takes. And our main job is to keep the main thing, basketball stay the same, man. You know, go out there and play the game the right way, trust each other. And all the things we went through all season, you know, it's time to, you know, just put it on display in these playoffs, man. But like I said, man, I don't know much about the situation. Haven't heard much, but hopefully everything all right. Hopefully everything all right with Big Fella.
What? There's a lot of people who have jumped off the Bucks bandwagon.
Yeah.
Especially over the last few weeks. Why? Obviously, you guys will still believe, you know, you guys are competitors, but what gives y'all hope, you know, especially what happened all season long has never really been, you know, you guys have had spurts, but never really clicked for long periods of time. And then the way you're ending the season is not, you know, the optimal way. Mm-hmm. What gives you guys hope that you guys can make a run? And not just a run, because this team is built to win a championship. What gives you guys hope that you guys still can pursue and accomplish something like that?
I would say, like, just as a fan of the game, like nobody really talked about, like, Denver last year when they lost, like, 8 out of 15 games in the season. Like, they lost, like, 9 out of 16, 8 out of 15 games in the season. Nobody, like, ever brought it up. So, it's like, with us, like, we just take it with a grain of salt, for real. Like, that's the outside world's, you know, views and how they view us, whatever it is. But, you know, teams go through slumps, teams go through adversity, and like I said, man, we just so battle-tested, man. We done been through everything this season, man. We done had three coaches. We done went to Vegas. we didn't been everywhere. It's crazy. Like for real. Vegas, like it's crazy. Yeah. They went to Vegas during the season. Like, bro, we didn't did everything this year. Like, it's been crazy. So I think what keeps us optimistic about our chance is just the makeup of our team, man. Our team is very, very, very fucking resilient with everything. You know, we together. Our camaraderie is great. Sometimes we had those lapses throughout the season where it didn't look right. But with us, you know, I think the best thing coming up is, you know, it's playoff ball. Every game matters, and the makeup of our room is champions. You know, we got battle tested guys that's been there before, so I'm not worried at all, man. Just more so, just want to take it a day at a time than thinking or trying to get too ahead of what's to come.
And BP, Bobby Porter's here with us on This League Uncut. Last question for you, Doc Rivers, since he's come on board. What has his presence been like in the locker room and the organization? You just talk about him being a part of the franchise.
Man, like, I got so much respect for Doc, man. Just, I never really knew him before. Like my favorite player is Kevin Garnett. Like, it's my favorite basketball player. I try to emulate him a lot on the court and do things, shoot phase, whatever it is. But that's my guy, man. You know, Doc's cool, bro. Like, he done did so much for me, just his time being here, building the confidence in me. Like, I'm extra confident now. I don't see, like, if people watch me hoop, like, I'm just extra confident. Like, he done poured so much confidence into me and belief. Like, as a player, like, you always want your coach to believe, you feel me? Like, and he believes in us, he believes in the group, and, you know, no matter what the outside media may persuade people to think about him, man. He's a competitor as well. He want to win, and he's been great for our group, man. Obviously, they can say the record this or whatever it is, but, you know, he not the one out there playing. We the ones that went out there and, you know, didn't win the game. So I love Doc. I like what he brings to our team, and he's been great for me personally. Like, I can speak for myself. Like, he's unlocked a new player in me. For sure. Like, he's just been great for my second half of the season with him.
Well, BP, man, I know you're in Orlando right now, correct?
What? Yeah, for sure.
What do you do in Orlando?
I'm going to go to Brook Crib. I go to Brook Crib and hang out with Brook.
Okay.
Brook
Crib, of course. Of course.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Brook Crib. That's all I do down here.
Yeah. I'll be trying to think. What
good weather, though. Great weather.
It is. You're in Florida. Great weather. Yeah, you can't complain. You coming from Milwaukee. Weather. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we had snow last week, by the way.
I feel you.
It is, and it's April. We had snow last week. So, I take a couple days in Florida,
I feel you, bro.
I take a couple days in Florida, yeah.
So, I'm going to let you get the rest of your afternoon, because it's 5:58 over there. Yeah, get the rest of your afternoon to soak in the weather. BP, I just want to say, man, you know, I always, man, appreciate, man, like how you've always treated me as a professional in this league, man. And you've always been solid with me, bro. And I appreciate watching you play, man. So thank you for taking this time out to hop on this podcast. And I wish you the best of the luck, and hopefully you get more six-man award votes this season, brother.
I so hope so, man. You know, I feel like I've earned that this season. You know, I feel like I put the time in. And then, like, I feel like I'm important to my team's success, man. I think, you know, all the voters should take that into consideration. Like, you know, which one of these guys, if they take them off their team, would the team still be the same? You know, I don't want to speak on it, but I don't think so.
No doubt. That's Bobby Porter, Milwaukee Bucks forward, y'all. On this league.
Let's get it, y'all. Let's get it, man.
And that'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka. Chris Haynes and Mark Stein.
Yeah. MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.